Where is he? Where's Dr. Stanley? You know?
We have a question. Hey, Patrick, thank you for your time. Hey, and happy Father's Day to you.
Oh, hey, thanks.
So I guess, you know, we like to be, you know, as we did through the whole legislative session, like to check in with you. And so let me kind of start off with just something open-ended. Anything you have on your radar that you want to put on everybody else's radar or that you want folks to be aware about what's going on?
Oh, there's plenty on my radar. So got back. We're going to probably be involved in some Senate recalls. So what we did is we actually split off a separate entity from Values First Colorado, which is the House organization for the House fundraising, and Recall Colorado is now its own separate entity. So we're raising good money into that, and I think we're going to have some Senate recalls pop up, and we're going to be heavily involved in that.
Okay, I saw the name Brittany Pedersen, our favorite, the heroin injection
the
site.
The heroin girl.
Poster child. Is that one of them, or can you talk about what you might be, who you might be looking at?
You know, there's her, there's Jesse Danielson, who's obviously a big target. She is just the most radical leftist probably in the entire Capitol. And then, that's, you know, you have Leroy Garcia, who tries to claim, I voted against Red Flag, but did nothing to stop it.
That was a joke vote.
It's kind of silly.
You know that he knows he's not representing his district, right, when he starts talking like that. Well, you know, let me ask you this, you know, because you were incommunicado on vacation. I wasn't sure that was authorized, but...
Did we authorize that, Patrick? I don't recall authorizing.
But, you know, with the...
I missed you guys, though.
There you go. With the Sullivan recall, I mean, there were some people, to me, I think that I understand why they decided to do that. I get that. But, you know, when you look at the other side was forced to spend money, the other side was forced to put time, effort, energy into it. So, and you, meanwhile, you know, people got energized. So
I guess I want to, you know, double it. I mean, I'd rather have people try, you know, with Rochelle Galindo, we got her out.
Try and have to drop it, then not try at all.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a tough one when you had Cole Wist, who, you know, was a candidate for there that he got and saying he shouldn't be recalled. Well, that's going to make it much tougher. You can always count on the Kevin Priola types out there, but I'm glad that people went out and gave it a try.
Right. And, you know, we always said from Recall Colorado standpoint that we were never the drivers behind any of these efforts, but we're kind of the clearinghouse for it. So they set up a recall and we were there to back them. And we did that, and we got a lot of good information from those efforts. And not to say that we couldn't stand it up again, we could. But yeah, we're at now, and you know, there's several other things standing up, whether it's the national popular vote, you know, the Senate recalls, which maybe our efforts are better directed in that area. So,
well, you know, here's
I'm in the House. I would love to be Speaker of the House and not just be Minority Leader. But we're at a point where, if we can take back control through the Senate, I'm willing to help. Well, I'm here for the cause. I'm not here for myself.
Well, you know, and I think that what you said is so important, because I want to underscore that. The way, as I understand it, you guys did, and the way I think we should look at it is, if the citizens in the district decide that they want to launch a recall effort, that's up to them, right? Who are we to say, no, that's not a good idea, that's not polite? If they want to do it, they can do it. If they get the signatures and they get the person recalled, well, then clearly they were right, right? Clearly they had a point. If they get the signatures and lose, that's still, it's up to them, right? I think nobody, no matter what side of the aisle you're on, if somebody wants to launch a recall in the district, they have every single right to do that.
But you always have the official French Surrender Monkey Caucus of the Republican Party, which is always the establishment, right? I mean, they want to raise the white flag even before hostilities have started.
Right.
And then we're all supposed to be. Now, are you on this no on CC? I saw you're allowed to be a minor figure in it or something.
I am, yeah. So I'm the advisory committee of the no on CC. And again, it's just one of those efforts where if we can actually band together and support something that we all support, I'm going to be on board for. So
that's great for you because it's run by rhinos, you know. It's
maybe
official.
you could put something, some Red Bull or something in their coffee or something. I mean,
they're going to back Bill Owens. Now, last time we all ran into Bill Owens was when he was at a fundraiser for Michael Hancock, you know, because he wanted to make sure he could get some sleazy development into Denver. But I was told at a meeting by my betters that we all have to welcome Owens back. Oh, sure, in 2005, he destroyed Tabor by C, getting a five-year exemption. He didn't get D, although he supported both of them. And ever since then, all he's ever done is suck up to Democrats. But now he's coming back. Woo, woo, woo. We're all supposed to be excited.
Well, I mean, this one is more dangerous than the others. I mean, this is permanently taking away your consent.
Oh, I got it. But I mean, why can't you be on the A team rather than shoving you down to the help?
Well, that's Patrick, but we can address that later, which you probably can't comment on any
way. If just somebody said, we must support Bill Owens and Hank Brown. Now, everybody thinks they betrayed us back in 2005, but now we have to welcome them back. I go, no, we don't. We don't have to welcome them back.
But that's Patrick to explain, though.
They'll never help us on anything.
Okay, Chuck. But, Patrick, let me give you a chance to explain, because this is an important one. What exactly would this do, and why do we need to fight it?
So this would permanently take away your consent on whether or not you can vote to keep your taxpayer refund. That's what it does. And we need to defeat it. This is so important. I can't tell you how important this is. So we need to look at this very closely. We need to educate the voters. We need to defeat this. And so if there's, you know, I don't always agree on all the issues with all the people involved with this, but if we can actually agree on this, let's do it.
That's good.
Let's move forward and...
Why am I such a party poop? I don't know. Seeing Bill Owens get back up there. Last time I saw him was licking the boots of Michael Hancock to assure they could destroy Jamie Gillis. How does Bill Owens look in the mirror?
Thank you, Chuck. So Patrick,
I'm just saying, Julie.
I know.
Let me get back.
And can you explain that? Because here's, I think, what the other side will say, and that is, you hardly ever get that money back anyway. It's just a few dollars, and it doesn't mean anything to you. But we could do a lot of great things with it if we have it. What's the truth behind what's the truth behind what they're trying to do? What's the truth behind the situation? And again, what do you think people need to understand?
I mean, my goodness, a few dollars to a family means a lot, and it'll do a lot better for our Colorado economy if the families actually keep that money and actually spend it themselves. What we're looking at is the government trying to keep more of your money, and we've had so much of your money. We had $1.2 billion last year, I think an extra like $400 million this past year. So we've had more and more of your money, and we're not spending it wisely. I would just rather the families of Colorado keep that in their pockets, and the working families of Colorado can actually spend that on their own. And this measure would take that ability away and take the ability for families to actually vote on whether or not they want to keep their refunds or not.
And
forever.
We're talking.
This is even worse than Ref C, which I opposed Ref C wholeheartedly as a college student when that came forward. But this is much worse than that because it's not a 5-year timeout. It's in perpetuity.
It is far worse. It was very hard to say, well, when I was in office, I wanted to get rid of it for 5 years, but you shouldn't get rid of it permanently and be the head of something. I mean,
Chuck,
if he was cleaning the bathrooms,
Chuck,
for the
move on, move on.
We never move on. We do not forgive. We do not forget.
We're talking with State Rep. Patrick Neville, Minority Leader, about referendum CC. And Patrick, isn't this awesome? Well, two questions. The first one is, you know, if you listen to the other side, they make it seem as if, you know, Colorado, we're all on the verge of everything completely crumbling and falling apart, that we have less and less money in the state budget and everything's going to be terrible if we don't give them more money. But didn't you tell us earlier that Colorado, they have more money than they've had? The budget keeps increasing.
Right. Yeah, we've had more money. Every year I've been in office, and I got elected in 2014, so the first year I took office was in 2015, and we've had more money year after year after year. And, you know, they want to talk about roads and things like that.
Oh, well, yeah, they're great with roads.
More money into roads.
Yeah, sure.
Without raising your taxes. But that's what they're trying to do. And they're trying to say, oh, no, this isn't a tax increase. We're just going to keep money that would go back to you. But somehow that's not a tax increase. No, it is a tax increase. And more importantly, this is taking away your consent forever.
Well, and it's another, my second question is, this is just another route on their never-ending attack on Tabor, because they hate it that they have to ask taxpayers to raise their taxes. I mean, and so they just want to get rid of that so they can just do whatever they want and raise taxes however they want, to, you know, because by gosh, under Jared Polis, we can't have oil and gas anymore. That's going to be
us we've got to make
soon.
Up all that money.
We've got to make up all that money.
It's crazy, and it's, you know, that's one of the most frustrating aspects of being elected and working with some of the people down there, is they are so upset that they just think this money is theirs. It's not. It's the taxpayers. And we should rightfully ask the taxpayers year after year, if you want to keep their money for a specified project, specify the project and ask them. The problem with this is they don't even specify a project. They kind of just blatantly say through a separate bill, oh, a third will go for this, a third will go for that, and a third will go for this. Yet they don't actually lay out what the project will be. There's no specific road project that's outlined in the bill. It's just taking away people's money and taking away their refunds.
And we've talked to people who are, I would say, Jared Polis supporters. But, you know, when we were talking about, like, the vaping tax they wanted to add, right? And there are people who say, you know, Polis and this very progressive legislature down there on the Democrat side of the aisle, they have a very ambitious agenda. And again, they're getting rid of the more traditional ways of getting money in Colorado, like oil and gas, jobs, things like that. And so they need to find ways to pay for this very progressive agenda. So I think that's another danger. This isn't just for roads or things like that everybody needs. These are things that they are pushing, health care for all this kind of stuff that they're pushing, a progressive agenda that they have no way to pay for except to charge us more.
Yeah, that's correct. This is not about full day kindergarten. We're to do that without raising your taxes, without keeping any of your refunds. We did that this last year. I mean, I voted against it. I did not support that. But all those things that were promised, that's what they're running into. Is the fact that the matter is the Democrats promised a lot of things to voters, and now they realize they don't have a blank check to keep all their promises, so now they need more money.
They always need more money.
They always need more money.
Yeah, did you see that new PAC that came out?
Which one?
I didn't.
Yeah, Save Our Bookies.
Oh.
It's coming out for the vote. the vote that's coming out. It's a big pack. A lot of people are trying to contribute.
Your dad.
And I agree with Patrick 99.9% of the time, but this is a 0.1% of the time. But let me tell you why I think this is why it typifies government, right? So Patrick has identified that the most he's ever bet is $5. And the most he's, the total loss is...
No, it was 20.
Give it 20.
I thought it was 5. I thought your cumulative was 35.
I'm a big spender here.
Yeah.
20. So I used to belong to a group, and we'd go to Las Vegas for a three-day weekend, and you had to be willing to bet $1 million during that weekend.
What?
Yeah. And we get the top floor of Caesar's Palace.
It's a good thing I didn't know you then.
Yeah, well, but which sounds extravagant, right? I mean, it sounds incredibly extravagant. But if you're going to bet that kind of money over a weekend, I promise you, you do not play games in which the odds are 5% in the bank's favor. You keep it down you can do it usually with blackjack if you know all the rules and you play behind the line and craps and everything else. You can keep your losses between 1% and 1.5%. And at those levels, it almost always gets there. So you've lost $10,000 or $15,000 for the weekend, but you've had the greatest time of your life,
it's
right?
It's a good thing I didn't know you.
But so who's making up the new betting rules? Is it me, who actually knows something, or is Patrick, his bet is $20, and he says we got to do it because to stop the Russians? Somehow he says we have to stop the Russian bots or something. How'd the Russians get in there anyway? I went, this is a bad deal. And where does the money go for? Let me finish. Patrick, I appreciate it.
He's going to be going back to Yellowstone.
At least his dad is. So where are they going to put the money more? To help people with gaming addictions. They're going to create gaming addictions, and then they're going to contribute money so when they get the gaming addiction, they'll get a few people off of it. What do we do with heroin? The money we'll get from heroin sales, we'll give a small percentage back from methadone clinics. I mean, your dad would understand, Patrick.
Thank you, Chuck, for that.
That's okay.
Bill Owens and the gimmick.
I haven't had a chance to talk to Patrick.
I know. Final question for you, Patrick. We got to let him go. I want to talk to you about the national popular vote recall. That seems like
that's going well.
It is going well. We have to be prepared, and we have to be ready. Because if we actually are successful collecting all the signatures we need for that, they will be really well funded if that goes to the ballot.
Yes, yes.
Really well funded. And so that's one of those things we have to be prepared for. We can't just get stuff on the ballot and hope the voters.
No.
I mean, that's what Republicans are good at, right? Like,
yes.
We get excited and we get something on the ballot and we think everything's going to be okay, and we don't work. So once that hits the ballot, we got to be prepared to work hard to make sure that gets repealed, because
the good part about it is usually in Colorado we have all this Democratic money plus all this Democratic outside money, but at least the national popular vote, I know some money will come in from the outside because a lot of other states know how important it is.
They do, but the problem is a lot of Democrat donors know how important it is.
Yeah,
so
good point.
They're going to be all in favor of that, and we have the Ted Trumpas of the world, who is the lead lobbyist on that.
Yeah,
he's so evil.
You know, he's smart. He knows what he's doing.
Oh.
So we have to be prepared if that goes to the ballot. We have to actually defeat that, because if it doesn't get defeated at the ballot, it puts us in
real jeopardy. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, though, you'll take notice of this. Ted had texted me saying that he had sent some kind of letter or text, I think, to Ken Buck, saying, "Damn you Republicans, you're getting smarter." He said, you know, he was hoping that they would not notice how the national popular vote would energize the base and actually get the recall thing going to fight it. So he said, like you said, they've got a plan and they've got the money, but at least we're fighting back and they've recognized
that. Everybody wants to talk to Patrick.
All right, we got one time for one call.
So we'll select a call of all the people. We'll go to Charlene.
I think you just hung up on Patrick, though. Hey, Charlene.
Hey, Patrick.
Hi there, Chuck. I just want to say I'm with you all the way. The only way for the establishment to get in all this grassroots enthusiasm is to put the face of Patrick Neville on their team.
Yes.
And, you know, when I saw that team of Brockler and Owens, I forgot who the other one was, I was like, they're just trying to get, you know, pull themselves up out of their losing streak. And, you know, I'm sure they care about
the issue. Oh, I know the other one was, Charlene. Walker Stapleton.
Yeah, Charlene.
Nothing excites the base more than having Walker Stapleton's face on there. Yeah, let's get Walker up there to be the face of, because, you know, Walker really excites people. And really gets what happened to Charlene?
She left the variant. I think there's electrical storm here with phone glitches because we lost Patrick. Then we have Patrick back, but then we lost Charlene. So, Charlene, thank you. Let me just bring Patrick up now so we can say goodbye to him one more time.
Are you there, Patrick?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, Charlene was saying nothing excites the base more about no one on Double C than to see Walker Stapleton, Bill Owens. I forget who are.
She said they should just have your name on it.
Yeah, they said we need your face up there. We don't need you cleaning the toilets. We
Chuck.
Need you up. Well, that's what they put him on, the advisory committee to advise the assistant principal.
Well, Patrick advise him. So,
you know, bottom line is you win by addition, not by subtraction.
Well,
so,
what's addition? Is Walker Stapleton and Bill Owens addition?
Let him finish.
Anyone who wants to help us defeat this, I will accept their help.
Well, me
and
too.
Work with them to help defeat it.
I'm an inclusive guy.
All right.
But can we have some conservative heroes,
Chuck,
too?
Patrick, I'll make Chuck stop. Where should people go to get, because you said, you know, you've got a couple of different efforts now. Where do you want people to go?
Yeah, if you go to recallcolorado.com, that's where you're going to get all the up-to-date information on any recalls going on or future recalls going on in the state of Colorado. So go there if you want to donate, not to recalls, but to actually taking back the House. We have our own website and our own That's Values First Colorado, and that's 527 we have for the house. We've split those two into two separate entities, so any effort, any money going into recallcolorado.com will go strictly towards recalls, and that's not just to house recalls. That will be any recalls that happen throughout Colorado, whether they're legislatively or for the governor or any of those. So, recallcolorado.com is really the effort for those folks that are energized about recalls, and I wouldn't let them be deterred or with what happened with the Sullivan recall, that could still pop up again. There's other recalls that might be even more important, more influential, and we're going to back those.
At least Tony Sanchez will not be saying, I don't think we ought to recall.
Really? Because she told the truth the whole way through.
We got to keep her in office.
Hey, Patrick, I'm glad to have you back in Colorado. Thank you for your time.
And that pack, you can send the money.
It's
P.O. Box 2025, Glendale, Colorado. Save our booking.
And happy Father's Day to everybody in your family. Thanks, Patrick.
Say hello to Dad.
Hey, thanks, guys.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Patrick Neville there, 303-696-1971. Charlene, if you want to call back, everyone's supporting Chuck. I'm trying to have Chuck be polite. Charlene, you're 303-696-1971. Chuck Bonnywell and Julie Hayden here with you at 7:10 on a Friday afternoon.
Chuck Bonnywell and Julie Hayden on News Talk 710 KNUS.
It is my privilege to be in partnership with Alliance Defending Freedom, ADF. On the front lines of fighting for your freedom, Bob Trent has more with this week's Freedom Minute.
The U.S. Supreme Court announced that it will determine if courts and government agencies can redefine the word sex in federal law to mean gender identity. Hi, I'm Bob Trent, and this is your Freedom Minute. A government agency targeted a small family-owned funeral home for punishment to achieve its political objective of replacing sex with gender identity in the law. Harris Funeral Homes has served grieving families for over 100 years. This business came under fire simply because it enforced its dress code when a male employee informed the owner that he would begin dressing as a female. The government then sued Harris Funeral Homes, and a circuit court sided with the employee, effectively changing the law. Thanks to your support, Alliance Defending Freedom is defending Harris Funeral Homes at the Supreme Court in the months to come. We can't sit by and watch as the government takes away our freedoms. When we stand